रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वीरसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. अरण्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 8 कंटिन्यूएशन विद सुतीक्ष्णा. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. They awoke at daybreak, had their bath at the lake, fragrant with blue lotuses, finished their morning prayers and offerings to the fire, and meditated upon the rising sun. They then approached Sutikshna and said, Reverend Sir, we have been honored more than we deserve by your good self, whom all strive to honor. Pray, give us leave to depart, for the rishis that have come with me bid me haste. We would visit the ashramas of the righteous hermits that live in this forest. These rishis, ever wedded to their duty of controlled senses and thought, radiant in their luster even as the smokeless fire, these and we desire to be on our way before the sun ascends the heavens, like a wicked lord proud of his ill-gotten wealth and corrupted by the absence of the society of good and great. The rishi accepted their salutations, embraced them warmly and said, All good go with you, all good follow Sita and Lakshmana, who are, as it were, your very shadow. You do well to visit the ashramas of the holy ones that inhabit the Dandaka forest. Enjoy the sights and the sounds of various beasts and birds, groves bright with flowers and fruits, tanks, lakes, and sheets of crystal water, where disport joyfully the aquatic birds amidst blown lotuses, mountains, and the heaving valleys with dense forests carpeting them, from which fall upon our pleased ears the cry of the peacocks. Goodbye, Lakshmana. Goodbye, Rama. I hope to see you back ere long. They promised to do so, went round the Maharishi, and prepared to depart. Sita handed them the quivers, swords and bows, and armed therewith, the lovely youths left the ashrama behind them, illumining their quarters with their radiance. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunabdi Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhoumaya Mangalam.